You could be happy, and I won't.
Greg Easterbrook thinks that the widespread incidence of unhappiness, despite prosperity and freedom, may be very significant. Alan Wolfe from Boston University asks, why has capitalism and liberal democracy, both of which justify themselves on grounds that they produce the greatest happiness for the greatest number, left so much dissatisfaction in their wake? Perhaps we've lost our way, producing abundant material goods, but generating so much stress that people cannot enjoy them. Perhaps we need to rearrange our priorities, demanding less, caring more for each other, appreciating what we have rather than grousing about what we don't have. Jesus was right when he said, a man's life doesn't consist of his possessions. Seek relationship with God and people, ahead of affluence and personal selfishness. This is John Smith, ConcernAustralia.org.au.